All right. So welcome, everybody. I'm really excited because this is kind of, to me, this is like the official, we're starting. My son's excited too. He just stuck in there. Getting started with this. Just so you know, I'm working on the last group. So I've been making notes and everything about which groups people are going in and coaches and everything. So I'd say within by next week, you will be getting emails and so forth as I get you all assigned. So like Christmas in August. And so I'm very excited. And so what we're going to do here, I see a really nice mixture of people that are both new and returning ERC members. And I have one person who is on the phone.
Yes.
And who are you?
Jody.
Oh, hi, Jody. Are you not able to join us on your computer?
No, I'm not right now.
Okay, great. That's fine. You will hear some things as we reference, because I'm going to be sharing my screen and
okay.
Talking about the different areas. So you can listen, and then these are supposed to be posted shortly, if they haven't been already, to your call and recording page, and I'll show you where that is in a bit.
Yeah, because I don't even know where the membership website is to listen to the recordings.
Okay. Well, I'll do my very best at this from here, and you should be getting an email that has links that you can click on, and you should have also received both a welcome email as well as one showing about the body balance that had your login and access information. But
yes.
Great. So we're going to be going into all of that here.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Lynn. I know. She gets all choked up every time she sees me. Okay. Thank you. Yep. Thank you, Marcia, for that. And like I said, she'll be getting the, we'll be getting the orientation calls, both the one we did Tuesday afternoon and this one, on your membership page, and you'll see that. So, because we have a mixture of people here, and you can listen to this, Jody, just for when you do join us live on Zoom, because all of your group coaching calls that you do with Dr. Rita Marie are here on Zoom. So I want everybody to be really comfortable with all of this. And so like Linda was on before, I think Sheila was on before, and Gail was before. So we're going to play some of those same Zoom games, I call them. So I can see Deanna knows about, I think she has, you chose to have yourself muted. If you don't know how to mute yourself, so let's say that you're on a call and you're eating or you have dogs in the background or kids or whatever, you want to mute your microphone, there's a button on the bottom left. If you have like a desktop or a computer, if you have an iPad, there is, and I'm just for the moment now, Jody, I'm going to mute you, if that's okay.
Okay.
Thanks. So just so everybody can play this game, everybody mute themselves. And that will show me that everybody knows how to use the mute button. Yay, you all win prize. All right, so now unmute yourself. Everybody unmute themselves. Let's see. Okay. Do you see how to unmute yourself, Mary Ellen? There you go. All right. And Karen has left, so she's not there to do it. Oh, there you are. Okay, so now you can unmute yourself. Oh, let's see here. There you go.
Lynn, I need to stay muted because of where I am. So I'm going to return back to mute, please.
Okay, you bet. All right, thank you for that. So the other thing we're going to do is learn how to stop your video. When you stop your video, your picture will no longer show here. And again, maybe something's going on. You need to leave or dressed. There were experience ones where somebody didn't realize that we could see her and she was dressing. No! Full Monty! So, maybe I was just jealous. Anyway, so what we're going to practice here is how to stop your video. So right next to your camera is the stop video button. So everybody, stop your video. And if you're on an iPad, like I said, there's something on there you touch and it brings up a different.
Oh.
Upper right-hand corner.
Yes, thank you, Donna. Upper right-hand corner if you're on your iPad.
Oh, okay.
So do you see how to shut your camera off, Lynn? So if you're looking, are you on an PC or what are you on, a laptop?
MacBook Pro.
Okay, so it still should be the same on the bottom. Do you see where it says like share screen, participants?
There you go.
There you got it. Yay. And I know Marcia's not there and Karen's not there. Okay, everybody come back, please. Yay. Okay, now I have to go over here and make sure I have everybody. Sarah. See, Sarah, I still don't see. Yep, Sarah's the only one I still don't see. And there she is. Yay! Okay. So the last game that we're going to play here, I know we're all having so much fun. If you hit your participant button or the chat button, you should see a section where you see the names of the other people who are here, and you can chat. And then along with that, you should see an area that has things like raise hand, go slower, go faster, just little buttons. It should be below the names of the participants and above the Zoom. Okay. So everybody raise their hand.
That was good.
Did you get it figured out, Lynn? Can you see?
I'm clueless on this one.
Okay. So if it's an iPad, then you go to those lines, and then it'll give you more options.
Yeah, I don't see any lines.
Okay, where so it says more. There should be more, something that dot, says dot, more. Dot. It's below the names of the participants.
And not necessarily.
Above the chat.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, for me it isn't.
That's okay. kind of grayed out.
But he found it. Great. Yay. So, Marcia, did you find the raise hand button?
I don't have one.
So, do you have a button somewhere in the area of your chat and participant section, and it might say more?
Yeah, it does say more, but the only thing I have is save chat and share file and meeting.
That's down below. So go look up. Up above the chat.
Okay, let's see.
Above the chat, I have close or pop out. No raise hand.
What kind of device?
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you have?
Oh, I'm on a MacBook Pro. I use Skype. I use Zoom a lot for other meetings also. And I've
right.
Yeah, I've never seen the raise hand.
You want to unmute yourself, Lynn.
Okay. If you click, I have a MacBook Pro, and if you click onto participants, then something will pop up, and you will see raise hand.
Thanks, Lynn, but I did that, and it didn't, but...
Oh, so, okay. So am I? Yeah,
you got it. You got it. Yeah. Thanks, Lynn.
Sorry, I'm having way too much fun with this, but we're practicing our fun pillar now. All right, so anybody have any questions about this? It's very important for me that when you come to these calls, that you feel comfortable here, that being active this way is the least of your concerns, that being comfortable and knowing that you are in a safe space and that you can share and not have to worry about the technology. To me, that's very important, and I want that for you. So does everybody feel good here and comfortable with this tech? Yes. Okay.
That's the first time I've ever seen raise hands, so I'm not pleased about that. I've never used it before.
Yeah, yeah. I've never seen it either.
Neither have I. Yeah.
So there you go. Your little tips and tricks are starting.
We're pushing the limits of our technology here.
Well, and this is one way, you know, frequently you'll come to a call and it's like, okay, who wants to talk? You know, there you go. You raise your hand. Hmm. So this will be a nice little trick for you too, and you will just so impress Dr. Rita Marie when you have your first group call with her. My technological wonderkins. All right. Any questions about any of this now? Okay, great. So I am going to ask you all to mute yourself, and then I am going to share my screen and do a little tutorial. I'm going to do it in a slow manner because I want you to, again, feel comfortable and safe so that you don't feel overwhelmed. And I better make sure I'm logged in. I have a tendency to log in as other people and then, all right, I am logged in as me. All right. So I'm going to share my screen. Okay, so everybody should be able to, so everybody lower your hand. You should be able to lower your hand in the same spot that you raised your hand. And what I want to know is if you have not logged in here yet, to let me know. So if you have not logged in, have you been able to log in, Gail, to your Unstoppable Health community? Okay, I'm going to lower your hand. There. Diana, have you been able to log into your Unstoppable Health community?
Yes.
Okay. Do you see how to lower your hand?
No. When you see the share screen, the little chat box went away.
Oh, all right.
I can't see it on here at the moment.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
And I'll just lower your hand.
I don't, ma'am. I only see you. I don't see a screen share.
Because it says I'm sharing.
Well,
maybe
you're in full screen. Maybe you need to exit full screen.
Who? Me?
No, not you.
Oh, oh no, Kevin.
I'm not in full screen, Jay.
Okay.
Actually, all I have, now I see Jay and the little chat separate pop-up window, but I don't see anything screen share from Lynn. Does everybody else see something? The unstoppable?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I know how to get in and everything, so don't stop screaming, Argentina. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. So you want to get in, and you should see all these different tiles. Mine all are orange, or the majority of them are, because of my special powers. But if yours, I do have one that's gray. So if you do not have access to a program, this is what it will look like. Otherwise, all of these will be orange as you get access. If you don't have access, especially if you're new, it's because you haven't met with your coach and they haven't opened up a particular program. If you were in a program before, like if you were in Sweet Spot, that will still be open.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so we're going to go into the energy recharge inner circle. Fasten your seatbelts. All right, so this is the call and recording button that I was talking to Jody about. So Jody, as you listen, when you go to the Unstoppable Health Community site and click on your Energy Recharge Inner Circle button, you will see a button that says Calls and Recordings. And when you click on that, we'll find out now if they've uploaded the one I did on Tuesday. You see all the calls that we're on. So we're on August 16th. There's another one on the 21st. There's another one on the 23rd. And we're going, this one here is on another, it's not on Zoom. It's something called Instant Teleseminar. So that's why you have this, a different button that's highlighted with a password. All of your calls, though, will be using this same Zoom link or meeting ID. So if for whatever reason, and what I highly recommend is that when you check this, write them in your calendar. For whatever reason, if you do not receive a call reminder email, you know you can come here and click on this and or copy and paste or whatever it is, you however you access your Zoom, and you can get in here. Okay? So we do all we can to make sure you have access to all these calls. You should have already received your very first ERC newsletter. We did it for a two-week period of time because Dr. Rita Marie is out of town. So next Friday, you will receive another email. That's your ERC news. And in each of your ERC newsletters, you will have dates listed for calls and any call recordings. So, again, you get that email. I highly recommend whether you use a paper calendar or an electronic calendar to put those dates on your calendar. And then if you are – so these are the recordings that you already have access to. The August 2nd office hours – and open coaching and the vibrant living or the vital health topic. Did you want to say something, Donna?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to ask if you could, like before you click on something, if you could like say what it is that you're, because I couldn't follow even just what you just got to the calls.
Okay, great. Thank you for letting me know that. So what I clicked on, go back here to the ERC home. You saw me when I clicked on to get to the ERC home?
No.
Did you? Nope. Okay, so I'll go all the way back to the very home page.
Because I can't tell where your mouse is.
Sure, that makes sense. Okay, so I'm scrolling down, and I am looking here at the Energy Recharge Inner Circle tile. And I'm going to click the Start Program button on the Energy Recharge Inner Circle tile.
I think what it is when you're talking, it takes a while for the screen to get where you think that you are compared to what we see where you are.
That's kind of a metaphor for life. I think I know what I'm saying. What you think you hear me saying may be different than what I think I'm saying.
No, like so you're saying it, and by the time we hear it, your screen hasn't caught up yet.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thanks for sharing that. All right. So you saw how I got here, yes?
No, but it's okay. All right, so.
Okay, so on the home page, there's a tile that
so
says.
So all you did so far was press
yep,
the
click
yes
on
the button?
Okay. Yep, exactly.
Okay. All right.
And that brings us to this, what they call the ERC dashboard.
Okay.
The part I clicked on before, and it should kind of light up in blue, is this calls and recordings button.
Okay. I don't see it.
Okay.
Oh, up there. Okay.
Okay, great. Okay. Thanks for letting me know. That helps me a lot. Okay, so that's where I clicked on. And so that's now where you see all of these calls. And the call recordings. Now,
okay.
I have other, and so like Donna and Jay and those folks would have the call recordings from their prior year. But so those are the call recordings you already have. We're done here. I'll check in to see what's going on with the recording for the other orientation. Now, I'll have to tell. See, I'm not the only one who has a hard time remembering how to spell Dr. Rita Marie. The 2D live stream is right here if you want to go back and listen to any of that. The replays from that, okay, that, and all the handouts and everything are right here. Hmm. Do you see that? Here, I'll click on it just to, so the recording of the original webinar she did on the hazards of the paleo, keto, and plant-based diets is there. All the different scorecards. Now, these scorecards you would have to print out, but because you are in the ERC program, you will have access to the online versions. The tracking sheet, the tracker, the slides, the recordings, all of those are here. The other thing, for those of you who came to the integration session, that recording is here. And then also the live stream recipes from Karen Osborne are right there as well. So, okay. And the way we got there, oops, that's what I wanted. The way we got there was by clicking on the call and recording page, this button here. Okay. All right. I have to make myself a note. What was that again? Okay. Make myself a note. All right. So now I'm going to go back again to the homepage of the Energy Recharge Inner Circle. So everybody should first, no matter if you are a returning ERC member or a new one, click on this Ready, Set, Go. Now, if you're returning, this should be an easy click, click, click. But it's important that you do this because this will enable many of the other pieces to open up for you. So, whitelist, familiar with the navigation bar, marking the calls like we just went over, the Facebook group if you do that, And then here's a frequently asked question page.
Oh, and I'm sorry, I've lost you. So I'm
okay.
I went back to the beginning, the dashboard, okay. And then I clicked maybe all. Anyway.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And so now I'm supposed to click what? It's
okay. I'll go back there.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be. I can't tell you to not be sorry, but it's okay. This is what we're here for.
Thank you.
We want you to be comfortable with all this. So you can click all, which shows everything. You can also click my programs, which will only show the programs that you have access to.
Oh.
The only reason I didn't click my programs is because it would still show all. But if you click on my programs, it will only show the programs that you have access to. Okay?
Okay. Now I'm seeing programs, but I'm not seeing all. But I guess it's showing the same thing. It's showing the Go and Essential First Steps, that sort of thing.
Right. So okay. That's what you get to after you click the Energy Recharge Inner Circle button.
Where's that?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So when you click on the home button.
Yes.
Okay. That brings you here to what they call the main dashboard, which is, it says Dr. Rita Marie's Unstoppable Health Community.
Yes.
Okay.
Mine says Rita Marie Unstoppable Health.
Right. Yep. Okay. Welcome to Dr. Rita Marie's Unstoppable Health
Community. And it says Energy Recharge Inner Circle Home Dashboard. Yep.
So when you click on this tile that says Energy Recharge Inner Circle.
And that, oh, I don't see a tile for that.
So did you click this little home icon?
No.
That's way over to the left?
No, I hadn't clicked that.
Okay, so click on that.
Okay. And so now I've got the all in my programs. Okay. And so the inner circle, where is that? Oh, that's
okay.
That's so down here, like the
yep.
four, five, seven, number seven of the things. Okay, got it.
Great.
Thank you.
So, yep.
Lynn, I've joined you by Zoom, and you had me on mute, so I missed everything up to now. So maybe I can get them.
Oh, there you are, Jody. Okay. You know what? We haven't really gotten too far yet. So I'll start again just so that you can see. And know, everybody, that this is being recorded, so you can go back and watch this again and again.
Yeah,
so,
I have no idea where it gets recorded. That's my problem.
Yeah, that's okay. We're all here. So when you log on to the Unstoppable Health Community,
yes.
With your email and login password, you come to a page that looks like this. And then when you scroll down, you'll see where it says Energy Recharge Inner Circle. Do you see this with the lady jumping and the rainbow?
My screen's not moving. Yes, I see it.
Okay.
I got to go back because it's, I can't scroll it.
I can't either.
Oh, no, you can't scroll my screen. I can only scroll my screen. You're seeing my screen. So when you're on your own computer, you can scroll down. But so I use the word scroll down as a future action you will do. When you are on your computer and you're seeing this yourself, you'll scroll down. And you'll see where it says Energy Recharge Inner Circle. And you'll click Start Program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so that will bring us to what we call the ERC dashboard. That first one is the main dashboard because it has all of the programs. This is the ERC dashboard. And that's why you'll see an ERC home here. So whenever you go anywhere within this ERC dashboard, if you want to go to the home page for that, you press on that button. Okay. Now, and so this is where we were at anyway. Everybody should go to the Ready, Set, Go button.
Right.
And just go through those pieces. The important part is, and this is the same for all of the programs, because a lot of what happens after that is contingent on you clicking off these boxes. You click these off and you get this. Congratulations. All right, you can move on. And these pieces are not hard to do. So, well, I said that, but it's just it's mainly just informational. So now I'm going to go back to the ERC home button. And the next pieces that are really important for everybody to do are essential first steps. And again, many of you may have already done this. Even if you did it last year when you were in ERC, I encourage you just to review it. And again, click off your different actions. So this is your transforming stress. Last time I did it wasn't working.
Yes, mine's not working yet.
Okay. Yep, mine's not either. All right, I will check on that again. So then your values, visions, goals, this is what we call the Inspired Health Vision System. And then to learn about the labs and understanding the lab testing. This will be really important as you go through this year, because when you talk to your coaches, especially if you're a Gold or Gold Plus member, understanding what your labs are going to be really helpful for you for when you're talking to either Dr. Rita Marie or to your coaches, because you understand your labs and what they're telling you. And then at the bottom of pretty much every program, every module, we have a progress journal. And when you click on that and you fill it out, you'll get in your email inbox what we call a journal receipt. It's a kind of a copy of everything you filled out. You forward that on to your coach so that they can then respond to it and better help you.
Where did you get that button right there? The progress journal.
The progress journal. So this one is at the bottom of the essential first steps. We have a progress journal button on almost on the bottom of almost every page. Now, that being said, if you don't see it and you want to fill it out, up on the top here, you've got your home, call, recordings, modules, programs, resources, progress. In this progress button, the little drop down says weekly journal.
All right, thank you.
You bet. That's a great question. Thank you. All right, so this is something that's really important for you to be going through now. The Inspired Health Vision System, I know a lot of people are like, why do I have to do this? Well, that question is important. Why? Why are you here? Why is you spending the next year working on your health important? And a lot of people go, well, because I want to feel better. I don't want to hurt. Well, that's nice. Nobody does. But why? Why is that important that you not hurt, that you get to function, that you get to move? What are the things you want to do with your life? And that's why this is such an important piece. And we have it before anything else. All right, so now I'm going to go back to the ERC home button. And this third piece is something you can do alongside that. What the heck? Where did it go? There we go. So this share your story, choose your coach. This is something you can do while you're doing your essential first steps. This is where you have your getting to know you form. If you have not filled it out yet, this is what I use to help match you with your coach and your small group coach. There's also the seven pillars. You fill out the seven pillars assessment. When you get the answers back, you put it in this scorecard. And then that's, I get that and again, use that. And I turn both of these over. I forward them to the coaches that I assign you to. If you have not done so yet, click on this button and get yourself on a small group getting to know you call with Dr. Rita Marie. There's usually like 3 to 5 people on those calls. I also forward her that getting to know you form. So when she comes to a call with you, she knows a little bit more about you and can really, you know, ask you questions and get to know you. It's not a long call, maybe half an hour, but it's just so she gets to really know you. I mean, we're going to be spending a year together. Kind of got to maybe date a little bit. And this is, don't worry about this part because this is the part that I'm finishing up. You can see some of the coach bios. I'm only missing one right now. And I don't know if our graphic designer is up to date with all of them. But you can click on that, at least get an idea of who we have this year. But you do not have to worry about filling out your coach form because I'm missing one group coaching time. So, their deadline is tonight. So that will be coming and available to you soon. So this is a page that you can go on and fill these pieces out while at the same time you're going through that essential first steps. Now, if you have finished your essential first steps, you can start body balance. And body balance works pretty much the same way. This is just helping you to slowly get yourself into this program until we start in September with all the calls and the guidance you receive that way. So, again, you will see the online assessments. Whoops. If somebody has some background voices, if you could mute yourself, that would be great. Thank you. So, again, you have your online assessments here. As I see those come in, again, I forward them over to your coach. If you did the essential first steps, connecting to your why and transforming your stress, check, done all of these. Okay, the next one is my favorite, drink your water, all right? It's my favorite thing. If you were on Tuesday, you heard me talk a lot about how hydration is just, it's like one of those things. And what's in here are things like a hydration schedule and just things you can print out, ways to really help you make sure that you drink water. I actually have an alarm on my phone that goes off periodically to remind me to drink my water. Because even though it's sitting right here, I just like get so zoned in. Oh, I forget to do it. So there's your body balance, and you go through, and it's got 12 steps, and just start working on it. If you don't finish any these by the time our group calls start, no worries. This is just something to, you know, get you going with these foundational pieces, because so many times when people work on these foundational pieces, so many other things start to clear up. I'm going to make sure I don't have any questions here.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Is the scorecard for the seven pillars assessment on that same page back a bit where the you do your assessment And then you said you transfer it to a scorecard?
Yep. That's in your share your story and choose your coach
so
button.
They're both, that's both the assessment and the scorecard are there.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. So number two is the seven pillars assessment. Number three is transfer it to the web form. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, great. All right, so I'm gonna stop sharing for a moment here because I know I've shared a lot of information and I want to make sure that I haven't overwhelmed people, that you understand the flow. So the three things that you work on for sure, the Ready, Set, Go, the Essential First Steps, and the Share Your Story, Choose Your Coach. Those are the things that you work on now. That makes sense.
Yes.
Excellent. All right. So any questions here?
Say that one more time, Lynn. The Ready, Set, Go, the Essential First Steps, and Choose Your Coach?
Yeah, that Share Your Story, Choose Your Coach.
Okay.
Your hand is not up, Diana.
Oh, I have the screen back where I can do that now. So that's why I asked that. I couldn't figure out. Okay.
You just want to play.
It went away when you had the share screen. I couldn't find it anywhere. So.
Yeah. Okay. Share screen kind of wipes things out.
Well, I was wondering, does it show up somewhere on the screen when it is up? Is there like
Did you see it by your picture?
No, it's not in my picture. The mute unmute shows up, but the
I see up on the.
Okay, now I see it changed from raised hand to lower hand. So I imagine when it says lower hand, that means your hand is raised. But there's no icon in my little my Zoom thing. I've got it now. That I figured it out. It's okay.
Okay.
Raising
yeah.
Hand, now it's up.
So I guess maybe it's lower. Okay.
Right. You might see an icon to let you know that somebody's got a hand.
Yep.
I couldn't find anything on here that really told me that until I really looked at that button again. And it said, oh, it says lower. Okay, got it. Okay, I'm less ignorant now.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Does anybody want me to move on, or are you kind of satisfied and set with what I've shared right now?
I guess I don't see what she's talking about. When I look at the picture of the Zoom thing, I only see the mute button at the top right also. I don't see where to raise my hand or anything.
Okay. Are you on an iPad?
No, I'm on Mac Pro.
Mac Pro? Okay.
Do you have the chat box over on the right-hand side of the screen?
Chat box on the right-hand side. No.
Look at the bottom.
Oh. I was going to say, okay, go ahead.
Look right at the bottom. Do you see, under all the pictures, do you see chat?
Oh, under all the pictures. Let me see.
All of our pictures.
All of our pictures. Look at the bottom of your screen, and you'll see invite, participant, share screen, chat. Do you see that?
In chat.
No, I only see my picture right now.
Okay, so what do you call it, Jay, when you make it smaller?
Exit full screen.
Exit full screen.
Yeah.
I hit escape. That didn't help.
Okay. On the top right.
Okay.
Do you see where it says speaker view or gallery view?
No.
Nope.
On the big part of the page, so my picture is like maybe six times bigger than it was when I saw the list of people and up and down. And so I can go back to in the main page, three quarters of the page says I just clicked the dash button, so I'm back at the dashboard, but I don't know how to get the Zoom thing. start it again.
Well, you're still here because we can see you and we can hear you.
Okay.
And again, I'm...
Yeah, go ahead.
So for me, I have a Zoom button on my taskbar in the very, very, very bottom next to my Firefox button. And
oh, there's a Zoom thing down there. Okay, I don't see anything that says Zoom. I don't know what it looks like.
Well, that's
oh,
my...
I do see it. It's a camera.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
I'll click that.
Yep.
Oh, clever. Okay. So now,
yes.
Okay. Okay. So I get it. I just need to get back. Got it. Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Uh-huh.
No, this is important.
It is important.
You know, knowing how to do this will help you be comfortable when you actually get on a call, and you can focus on talking to Dr. Rita Marie or your group about the things that matter. And so if you can just relax with this technology, that's kind of what this call is about, is making sure you are comfortable with that technology. We don't want that to be a hindrance or anything. So
thank you.
Good. You're welcome. So I'm going to go over a little process type information. And again, people who are returning, if there's something that you remember or your experience, I would love it if you would share that as well, because my experience is from this admin coaching perspective. So over the next week, as I appoint your group coaches, and then if you're in Gold or Gold Plus, your individual coaches, you will be getting an email both from us saying, hey, congratulations, this is who your coaches are going to be. And then your coach will email you. And if you're Gold, they'll have a welcome that says, you know, we'll be scheduling a time to get together for your initial calls, that type of thing. If you're in Silver, you'll get a similar email from your group coaches that will set up those calls. That's why that getting to know you form is so important. All right? Because I will be forwarding that over to your group coaches so they really get to know you. They will be contacting you to schedule two calls. They're each about an hour. The first one is so that they can get to know you. They'll have your form. They'll talk to you to ask you questions and just kind of fill in any blanks and connect dots. The second call is where they'll say, all right, I've taken everything you've shared and I've created a plan for about the next year. So we have an idea of, you know, here's your goals. These are the steps we're going to take. However, we're going to focus on the first 3 months. And month one, we'll do this. Month two, we'll do this. And month three, we'll do this. And then we'll review. So you'll have a quarterly review where on a group call, if you're in Silver, and privately, if you're in Gold or Gold Plus, where you review where you're at. How did you do towards those goals? Do we need to adjust your goals? What do we need to fix or tweak and shift? Okay. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And so you understand that process. Now, on that second call, your coach might say, you know, because of all these things you shared, I think you might want to do this test or these assessments. And then I'm going to open up this program for you. Let's say you're working on, they think you need to work on your digestion. So they'll open up the GRAND program for you. GRAND stands for Gut Repair and Alkalizing Nutrition for Digestion. So if you haven't seen it so far, you'll see that tile open up. And they might even go so far as to say, focus on part one or doing this assessment in part one. They'll really guide you. And please feel free to ask them questions and be specific with them. Again, every Friday, you'll be seeing journal reminders from us. Send a journal to your coach so they know how you're doing. Okay? I'm going to stop there. Everybody take a breath. All right. So I know, again, like Karen and Jay and Lynn and Sarah and Donna have been in here before. Does this make sense what I'm saying? Do you see the flow in what I'm saying? So, because pretty much the same as last year. Okay. All right. Is there anything you want to share with the people on here that are new that that you wish you knew when you were starting out?
Yeah, I could say something. I know my first year, I mean, I felt like it consumed every bit of my time. You know, I was really trying to stay on top of it all. But one of the things that you'll discover as you go through the modules is the basic tenets are the same, you know, like the grand and the blood sugar one, they are like the masters of the whole program. You know, they're what I see. They're like the biggest ones and they're really, really important. If you only did two, those two are really important. But you know, when you do other ones, they just add, you know, you still have to stay away from the six most allergenic foods. You know, there are a lot of basic things that are the same. They just add a little bit here and add a little bit here. And then they explain the physiology of that area that you're discussing, you know, so it can still be overwhelming sometimes, I've got to admit, but you know, you just do your best and, just remember the basics, stick to the basics and do. And I remember once she told me this, like, I remember the first year I was like, oh my God. And she said, Lynn, you know, when I first did it, I only did one module well, thoroughly. I stuck to one module that it was her biggest thing and it was her blood sugar. And I just did that over and over, and I mastered that, you know, because as I say, it's the same tenets. So I don't know if that'll help, but.
No, that is really important because there's two things there. One, you get guidance from your coach, and two, you do. There's a wealth of knowledge here, but that's not the most important part of this program. It's the guidance you get from your coach and Dr. Rita Marie to do what's best for you. So if you do one module out of the Sweet Spot Blood Sugar Balancing Program, because that's what you need, then that's what you do. We have a saying here that you guys have probably heard many times. You are never behind. You're right where you are supposed to be. There's no catching up. There's no staying ahead or getting behind. Nothing goes away. It all stays there. It's there for you. So the time commitment kind of fits in with that, Mary Ellen. It's what fits for your schedule. My recommendation, and again, if you're in the Gold or Gold Plus program, after you meet with your coach and with Dr. Rita Marie for the first time, and again, make sure you schedule that time with her in the beginning. You're going to get the most value out of this program. You get to schedule a time with me. And what we do is sit down, look at everything that you've been told to do, and we look at your life and see how does what you've been told fit with your life. And it may be we go back to the coaches or Dr. Reed Marie and say, you know what, this isn't going to fit. Can we take this supplement out or change this or whatever? And so your time commitment is what you choose. Because this is self-paced, you may have a week or two that you really don't work on it. All right. But what you'll find yourself doing, as Lynn was talking about, is applying the tenets and the principles that you're learning. You will find that as you make choices in your foods, that you're watching for the gluten foods and the dairy foods and whatever allergenic foods you're supposed that you've been told are not your best friend. You'll find that you're taking a supplement or that you're making sure you have time for movement in your life. So, and those, that's way more important than doing the program. Does that make sense? Okay. So the best practice in planning your time doing the program, look at your schedule. Color in some time that's yours, that's your sacred time to go through your materials, whether it's 20 minutes every day, whether it's a 2-hour block of time on the weekend, a mixture, it's your schedule. It's what's working best for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that help people? Now, that being said, if you find yourself not doing it or doing something on it, take a step back and go, why am I not doing this? What are the feelings you get when you find yourself not doing it? This program is here for you. You've created this program and space for you. And if you find yourself not showing up, ask yourself why. Could be you're just plain old busy. But again, go back to your calendar and put those calls in. The more you show up at the calls and ask questions and listen, you know, she may be talking to Jay, but you'll hear things that she tells Jay that might be beneficial to you.
So what's the difference between mine though?
Say that again?
No, nothing.
Oh, okay. Sorry. know though that every call is recorded. So if you cannot make it because you have a commitment with your friends or family, and especially if it fits in the fun category, go back and schedule time to listen to the recording. Yes, Donna.
So I have a question. The way that it's the computer thing is set up, the new website is set up, you have to go through each one of those intro things to get to other areas. So for us who've been in there, do we just click, or?
Well, you can click, but I would still review it. Again, even though you've probably done the Inspired Health Vision System, and I've done it 3 times already, everything changes. I will tell you, my stuff has shifted so many times.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage you to look at it and, you know, just maybe just look at it, you know.
But I mean, if we wanted to, like, I was confused with how there's the squares at the bottom, plus there's also getting started module 1, module 2, module 3.
Here, I'll share my screen again and we'll look at that.
Is that both the same way of doing the same thing?
So, okay, great. I see what you're asking, I think.
So there's the modules, there's the programs plus yep. All the squares down at the bottom.
Down below, they are the same. So,
they are the same?
Most of them are. So modules, there's your Ready, Set, Go. There's your Share Your Story, Choose Your Coach, your Essential First Steps, Discovery is your assessments and evaluations. Foundations is it's the Body Freedom Foundations. Lab testing and your Inspired Health Vision System. Your programs are
like Grand and that Grand,
yeah, Grand Sweet Spot Cafe, Thyroid Revive and Thrive, okay. Nature Genomics. So yep.
So can if we wanted to go to a program, then can we go to that, or do we have to go through all this other stuff before we can look at that?
Especially you, mm-hmm. because you've been in it before, should mm-hmm. actually have all of these things opened.
So I can already, I have orange. So I can go ahead and click on those. I don't have to, that's what I was asking about. It's not that I don't want to go step by step, but I was just wondering if, you know, like how things are
going. I would still go through, because this part here is new.
Yeah.
You may still need to go through and do that.
So is body balance, what was body balance called before?
There wasn't anything.
Oh, there wasn't a body balance, because that's new.
That is new, exactly.
Okay, all right, great.
But what we had before was the foundations.
Right.
Your body freight. Uh-huh. And so your foundations, and if you are feeling a little confused here, don't worry about it. This will be coming up in the future. You just focus on those first three things.
Okay.
But the foundations are your fun pillar.
Okay. And all the pillars.
All the pillars, and you'll mm-hmm. see that we've done it so that they spell the word freedom. I do know that the first week of every month, usually it's on a Thursday afternoon, she's doing a training on each of these pillars.
Okay.
And in that training, there's usually assessments or some materials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your group calls, your small group calls, are going to focus on that pillar.
Yeah,
so
that's what we talked about.
Together,
that would be really nice if it works that way. Yeah.
Yeah. So as a group, you'll talk about the fun pillar.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You bet. All right, I'm going to stop sharing for a minute. Okay. Is everybody confused? Maybe not so much. You kind of get it.
Kind of get it.
Say, Lynn.
Okay. Yes.
So on the ERC calls, I missed probably three ERC gold calls because I guess I neglected or didn't know where to look. I don't know. Initially, the Friday, they weren't always sent out on Fridays. They were sent out on different times. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they were sent on
Sunday.
Anyway, I guess the bottom line question is, notwithstanding that, I still might, overlook or miss, and I'd really like to get, an email sent out like you're doing for this meeting. You know, it was like the day before, maybe it was like a couple of days ago, then the day before, and then the day of, and then, like an hour or two or 3 hours before the actual call. That would help me out a lot. When I said something to one of the support people, ERC support people, they wrote me back and said, well, a lot of people complained that they were getting too many notices. Well, I'm sorry. They don't have to look at them.
Yeah, because when it's only an hour before, I don't check my email every hour.
I don't either.
And then I've missed a number of calls because
especially
of that.
Especially if it's at night. I might check it in the afternoon, but once I get home, I really try to turn off the phone for
sure. And I know we've also been looking at doing text notices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be fine.
Yeah, that would be
good. So it's something you get to opt into. Some people don't do texting, and so they don't have to opt into that. Mm-hmm. But I know, like you said, you notice that, so we do a week before, mm-hmm. or we try to at least do the week before, the day before, and then an hour before. That's kind of what.
No.
No?
No.
You didn't get that for this one?
No, I got it 45 minutes before it started. Yeah.
That's how most of the gold calls are.
Yeah, that's the problem with the gold calls.
All right.
That's why
I
missed it.
I will bring that
hard because we can't. I can't schedule my time around.
Yeah.
Now you did get that one email, right? That said these are the calls for the month of August.
Yes.
Okay. And then we had sent out an oops email, and I made sure in that oops email that you had the access information for this call. Did you get that?
No.
No?
No, I got what you sent 45 minutes before the meeting today, but I don't have the oops.
And you didn't get the one prior to that that said, you know, here's the calls for the month of August?
I did get that. I don't know exactly. Yeah.
Okay. And so this goes back to what I was saying about with the calls and schedules. You know, go on there and write those on there. The Zoom link for that, we use the same Zoom link for all of our
calls. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's the same one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
One thing that I've seen too, though, is it. The beginning of last year, I would go through and mark all my calendar and stuff, and then things would change, and then I don't know if things have changed.
Right.
And so,
yeah.
So that's good and all, but, you know, yeah. So,
yeah. And again, and making sure that you're getting, so we switch, it used to be Sundays, we switched it to Fridays, but every Friday we send out an ERC news. We didn't this last Friday because Dr. Rita Marie was out of town. So the Friday before, you should have gotten an ERC news letter. And then, so I believe, so this week you won't get one. Next week you will get one. That, and what it does is it lists the dates of things that are happening. And so that's really your best, you know, because it's just for the following week. So things won't change unless she gets sick, and I've never seen her get sick. I have seen her lose her voice because she's been on calls from 10 in the morning to 10 at night, but that's about it. That's my advice to you is definitely look for your ERC news on Fridays. If you haven't seen it by Saturday, you can write into help desk. You can put something on the Facebook group. You can call your coach or write your coach. And somewhere between the three of those things, you should be able to get an answer, or we can at least forward you that newsletter. Okay, does that help? So what's today? Today's Thursday. So you won't get one tomorrow, but you'll get one a week from tomorrow.
But normally it's every Friday?
So, yep, we started this year doing it every Friday.
Okay. And so that would have the actual times, even though if there was a change, then that would reflect that. Okay.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Oh, one thing I wanted to ask was, they don't list, before they used to list the emails about that it was a gold call, and now it just says Dr. Rita Marie call. And so it's hard to differentiate, you know, what's...
Oh, you mean on the subject line of the email?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't do as much of the email editing as I did before, so I don't always see them. So I'll make sure that I take a look at that and see what it looks like.
Okay.
I would say too that
yes,
the further in advance you can give us notice of something that seems pretty stable and isn't going to change would really help me out a lot, because just to find out for the following week isn't really enough time if I'm scheduling a lot of doctor's appointments and
And so we try to keep those group calls to about the same time. Again, if she's traveling or something, there will be changes, and those will show up again on your call and recording tab. I know I just put together a survey, and again, probably over the weekend, you should see an email. So you guys, rather than her just saying, here, this is when they are, want to know which days, times are going to work for you. And so so watch for that email, and that's going to help us. I do know that the first week in September, at least as of this speaking, let me see here. Calendar. So what I have in my schedule right now is Thursday, September 6th at 1:30 Central is the first of those Body Freedom Foundation's training calls. So I can tell you that.
Can you repeat that one more time?
I sure can. It's Thursday, September 6th at 1:30.
Okay.
And it's Body Freedom Foundations. It's call 1 of 7. So the proposed schedule the proposed schedule is the first week will be a Body Freedom Foundation call. The second week will be a group call for everybody in ERC. The third week will be your small group call. And the fourth week will be, if you're in Gold or Gold Plus, will be a group call with Dr. Rita Marie.
Kind of like last time where.
Yep, except this year we've added the Body Freedom Foundation's training.
Okay. And that's with our group call?
So, yep, Dr. Rita Marie will be leading the Body Freedom Foundation's training.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
What was the fourth week again?
If you're in Gold Plus, so it will be a group call with Dr. Rita Marie.
Okay.
And we'll be told all this again, right?
Nope. You got to remember it. If you don't remember it, you're out of luck. I'm just kidding. First of all, this is recorded.
Okay, good.
So you can go back and review it and stop it and say, what did she say?
Okay.
Stop it. What did she say?
Are you saying that the group calls are going to be about the same time as the Dr. Rita Marie's training call? Or no, those are totally different times.
They're different times, but that's why I was saying I put together a survey so you guys can let us know what works best for you.
Okay.
Because it's not going to work. And we may actually, because we do have people in Europe that are in our group, so like right now, if they're not, they should be. It's the middle of the night there. So we will see us kind of doing a back and forth so that they have a chance to come to some of these calls. So they'll do more of those calls that are like the 1:30 calls. But again, they are all recorded. If you have a question that you really need an answer to, you know, you can reach out to us and say, on that call, can you ask Dr. Rita Marie these questions? And so when you listen to the recording, she'll reply the best she can. You know, I know she loves having that dialogue with people, because lots of times she'll say, well, it depends. So, but she'll do the best she can to answer your questions.
And who would you send that email to with your question?
Coaching at drritamarie.com. If at any time you want to copy me on a letter or email me, it's Coach Lynn, CoachLynn at drritamarie.com. You know, I gave you just a small tour of this. It's like if you go to one of these castles or mansions, after a while you'd get lost if I gave you the whole tour. Personally, for me, it'd be like, wow, who cleans this place? I'd never have a large house because it's like somebody has to clean this place. But... you know, I gave you a tour of what you need to know right now, and know that as you take each step, you will have some guidance there, whether it's with myself, your coaches, Dr. Rita Marie. We are here to guide you along the way. But these are the pieces that you need to know right now. And then as you go along, you can ask for more. Did you have a question, Jay?
No, I forgot. Maybe it was on. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm having to multitask here a little bit. Yeah, no.
Multitasking doesn't exist, right? You either pay attention or you don't. That's what I have learned.
In between cataract surgeries, I'm having my other one on Tuesday. So tomorrow I got to start putting drops in my left eye, and I got to stop wearing my contacts. I only have one eye for the next few days. And I got a document I'm trying to finish because I don't want to have to read it with one eye, you know?
Yeah. My husband was in a car accident in the early 80s. He has 8 plates in his face and his right eye is glass. So he always reads everything with one eye.
Well, he's neuro-adapted for that. I'm not.
He's neuro-adapted, all right.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
No, that's okay. I just noticed your hand was raised, so I thought I'd better make sure.
Oh, I did. Yeah, you did. You answered my question. It was the same question Donna had, too, you know, on the getting notices more like we get notices on everything else.
Mm-hmm. 50 of them.
Yeah, right. We are trying.
Erase those. We'd have less of those ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like the things that are for the newer people, you know, asking to, you know, do those calls that is like a lead in to joining a program or something. We don't need those.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, like coming here, there are a few things that have been changed. I mean, you can tell already because last year when you guys started, this site didn't exist. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys were on a temporary page. So,
yeah, that was so confusing. I didn't go online at all.
Yeah. So this is nice for you guys for this year that you get to see how this works.
Yeah.
But, we want you to see the things that the newer people are seeing. And you have that choice whether to participate or not. You know, if you want to do the getting to know you, You guys are different than when you started last year or the year before.
Or the year before.
Or the year before.
Yeah.
I know I am. And I've been doing this for 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Lynn, did you
How's everybody feeling? Go ahead.
Did you ever find about that welcome email for me? Because I've checked the last 2 weeks and I never got it.
I thought I had forwarded you the email.
Yeah.
You still have not seen it?
I'm getting concerned that I get some emails and not others. I don't understand.
Not others. Yeah. Well, you're here, so that was the important one.
Yeah.
So I'll check on that again. So you just never got your welcome email.
So I don't know what my password is. I'm sure there's one you've assigned me.
Okay. Okay. All right. I will try again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I'm just making sure I know I gave you a tour, but I want to make sure that everybody here feels comfortable, not overwhelmed, that you know the steps that you're supposed to do. You do the first three steps. You do the ready, set, go, the first essentials, and share your story, choose your coach. Those are the three tiles that you really need to focus on. If you are done and you want to move forward, yay. But those are the three steps I want you to focus on.
So just as a side note, Lynn, are you still going to pick the coach that we talked about?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. If you've been in ERC before and you have a particular coach that you want to work with, we'll just let me know.
Lynn, is the, yes. The little choose your coach form, it's ready on the site? Okay.
Nope. Just the coaches, yeah, no, that's, thank you. The coaches' bios, she's been updating it. I don't think it's completely updated, but that gives you an idea to see who we've got so far. There's one coach that I'm still waiting for her bio from, and there's one group that I'm still waiting for them to give me the dates for when they can meet. And so they have a deadline of tonight, and so then I can get everything else going for that. So then that will take care of your small groups, and then your individual groups if you're in Gold or Gold Plus. The other thing you'll be hearing about is the survey to find out for the group calls with Dr. Rita Marie. And that will be that survey.
Which survey?
The survey to find out which days and times work best for you for the group calls with Dr. Rita Marie.
And that's in that third?
That will be in that, that will be in the second and fourth week.
No, I mean the third button thing. You know, like the square?
It's going to be an email that you get.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yep.
And the coach's bio, where do I find that?
So when you, on that one tile that says, share your story, choose your coach.
Okay.
That's where they will be. Like I said, when I looked at it earlier today, there were still some that were missing, but at least you can start looking at that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can you get to that before you do the other tiles, or do you have to do the other tiles before you can get to the coach one? Share your story and
right. You should do the get it ready, set, go one first, and then you can go to your choose your coach. You should be able to, yeah. Because we really want you to do those two tiles kind of simultaneously. How's everybody feeling?
Good.
Good. Feel a little more comfortable about the direction you're going to be taking?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Because that's the important piece here, is that you feel relaxed in taking those, that forward motion, that you don't feel overwhelmed. There's plenty of time for that. Sorry. I personally have this saying, and those of you who have been with us for a while, me for a while, you know, stop shooting on yourself. Don't shoot on yourself. No, I didn't swear. I didn't swear. You know, everybody says, I should do this. I should do this. It's like, no. Stop shooting on yourself. Say that fast 3 times that it does sound like you're swearing.
Yeah.
Yes, Linda.
The journals. Where I'm keeping, you know, one in a notebook, but where are they on the site? I was doping off. I had a gnat. I don't have neurological problems. This gnat, I missed it.
It's okay. A couple things. You should be. I know I certainly get them. We'll get an email starting on Friday that says, here's your journal email reminder. I will share my screen, though. If you do not get that, let's see, I don't want to share that.
I mean, do we fill it in online somewhere in
that?
Yeah,
it is online.
Okay, I'll find it, yeah.
Well, I can show. It's no problem to show you. I just want to share my screen. Okay, so where you find it is under the progress tab, it says weekly journal check-in.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Progress. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Right.
And then you can just save it right there.
So I'll show you what it looks like. It's very similar to your assessments you fill it in and submit it. And you'll fill this in. It's not, you know, it's not terribly long. You can fill in as much or as little as you possible. And then you put your coach's email in here. I still recommend that you forward it to them, but just to make sure.
Is that something you can save and go back to? I mean, if you get interrupted or something, or just leave it open and don't mess with it.
Yeah. Well, so what I yeah. So I will tell you. I am seeing about what we can do for kind of like a save and continue. But what I usually recommend to people is that they copy and paste and put it into a Word document or something like that.
Good idea. Good idea. Okay. Good point. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet.
That does it.
Okay.
So I have one more question.
Okay.
All the assessments that we did for that 2-day thing, can we just plug those into the online? Okay, great.
Yeah. Absolutely. I am a big fan of being efficient.
Lynn,
mm-hmm.
What did you just say about when you do your weekly assessment or checking in, you used to copy and paste them?
Yeah, because as some people can attest, you hit submit and you may lose it all. Yes, Diana. And so I actually highly recommend as you're filling it out, you have a Word document open and then just copy and paste what you've done into it. So that just to make sure.
Oh, okay.
Never did that before, but okay.
Well, and then, so what you can do is paste it onto that Word doc and then hit submit. And if it all goes through, then you can just delete that document. Just make sure that it goes through.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess it's a way that also if you wanted to just look over your progress, that's one way of keeping it, I guess, in a file maybe.
Yep, you could certainly do that. You could also make a Google Doc and just have it, you know, one long Google Doc for the year.
Oh. Okay.
Put that in. You can put that in your Google Drive folder.
Huh. Okay.
All right. Anybody else? You've all got your marching orders. 1, 2, 3. I'm a big fan of the Wizard of Oz. My kids, 1, 2, 3, follow the yellow brick road.
Are we pretty well done?
I think we are, unless anybody else have other questions. And everybody feels satisfied that they have a good idea how things work, that they know the direction they're going in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Forward.
Yeah, forward.
Hopefully.
That's right.
Not bad. Yeah.
And we'll all now have fun on Zoom. We'll play Zoom games.
Dr. Marie and Marie were like, what are you doing? What's all these hands going up and down for?
The ones that I like, so, and you may use this button a lot, the one that says go slower.
What does that do? What does that
do? What is that? It tells her to go slower.
Oh.
Sorry. I just said that on the recording.
I hope that button works, Lynn.
Yeah.
She knows that she goes fast.
She knows. And she tries, she really does try to go slower. It's just, you know. So I say it with great love and fun, you know. So, but it would be funny if, what is this?
Go slow.
Go slower. And there is a button on there that says, need a break. On some of the virtual retreat days, you can use that one.
Did you say need a break?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
If you go to more, it has, you know, down, up, clapping, and then it looks like a coffee cup, need a break, and then there's another one that says away, it's the clock.
Go slow.
We should have a hand signal for that in an agreement, and then just all do it at the same time.
Oh.
It would just be fun, you know.
Good one, Linda.
We or either that, or we all come to calls with a go slow card. Go slow.
Flash cards. We need flash cards.
It's all right. I probably need one.
Put it in a module so we can print them out. Okay.
Yeah. Really? That's right. Yeah. No, that's just, we'll be having fun. And it's all said in fun. And
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know. But yeah, she knows. Diana's already got her card. All right, I can tell we're going to have a great, fun year.
We love you, Rita. You can hear this now.
Yeah, that's right.
You're watching this.
That's right.
All right. I got to go, guys. Good night.
Yes.
Good night. Yep.
Night, Jay.
Good night. Take care, Jay.
Good luck, Jay. All right. Night. Anybody else with any other questions?
No, my brain's fried. I don't even know what to ask.
Okay.
If I had a question, it went away.
There you go. So now you can go back and listen to the recording.
Yeah, and see if I can remember what the question was.
Yeah, write them down whenever you have questions so that...
That is such
a... I can't remember it long enough to write it down when she's...
I know. I have the same problem.
brain needs a reboot here. Brain needs a reboot. That's why we're here, right?
Yeah.
Reboot. We're going to get our brains back.
There you go.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Along with our energy to go with it. There you go.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you very much, Lynn, for showing everything. I think I had gotten kind of through most of those steps already.
Okay. So move on to body balance, and I think you're already in doing that.
I'm already in there. Yeah, I thought we were supposed to start with that. I didn't know we were supposed to start with the other one, so I'm already a little ahead. And most of the stuff is pretty consistent with the sweet spot sequence of things and where to find stuff across the top. So is everything now kind of coordinated to where once you've seen it one time, then it consistently shows up the next time when the next module and whatever. So
yeah.
Thank you for getting us through that. Thank you.
My pleasure.
I like the little word processor thing. What I would do with my journal entries is I would actually write them in a word processor first, knowing that it's the same form every week. And then I would copy and paste into the form, and then I wouldn't have to worry about remembering to copy and paste.
Right. I'm trying to learn
techniques because I've already lost 2-3 hour sessions of sitting and writing, and I have a policy after the first time it happened to sit and save every single page on those long ones that are 6-7 page. I spent hours and hours and hours, and I even violated apparently my own principles, and I had forgotten to save the last 3 pages. And when I hit submit, I lost the whole 3 pages, and I spent 3 hours on that. And as I had company coming, I had to get it done. And I didn't want to, wait 4 more days to do it because it was holding you up. So anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So now I'm going to start doing those in the word processor and copy paste them into the form, and that way I've already got them saved in the word processor.
There you go.
So anyway, either way you do it, make sure that you do save stuff at the end of every page, and even if you've got a whole email box full of the links back to it, it is so worth it. So, and it never comes out the same twice. So whatever you had poured in there that you lost, when you go back to recreate it, it's not going to come out the same.
Right.
Yeah. And I feel like I really had poured a lot in there that I won't recover ever. And it really made me sad.
Yeah. I did that my first year too.
Yeah. And I did that in Sweet Spot with one of those. And yeah. So that's why I kind of like developed this protocol, and I had told Linda about it. And she immediately lost a bunch of stuff. And I said, that's why I told you to do that save at the end of every page. So, yeah. And then it happened to me. So open mouth, insert foot in it. Yep. There you go. I violated my own principles. So anyway.
Keep a journal.
Yeah, you're right. The journal doesn't have a save as you go one. It's all or nothing on that one.
But I mean, save it where you get your brain back.
Yep.
Our brain back. We're better.
Did you want to share your screen with us, Gail?
I was clicking something else and it went away, but that's okay.
Well, no, we can see your screen.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
I won't take off my clothes then. Okay.
This is going to be great here.
You can call it it. But I appreciate and everybody else's.
Okay. So do you know how to stop sharing your screen?
No. I see stop share at the
That's
top.
What you got to do. That's exactly what you take. There you go. Mm-hmm. Now you're all well-versed on sharing your screen and stopping sharing your screen.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Lynn, do you happen to know what programs she's going to be doing this year, like Grand or Green or?
I will be leading a Green Cleanse. And she will, I don't think she's doing Grand. I think she is just leading Sweet Spot live.
Okay.
But again, she is doing the training for the Body Freedom Foundations.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, but I will be doing, we had tentatively set a Green Cleanse date, but it just wasn't going to work. So I'm looking at the moon cycles again to figure out which is the best.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I should go. The boys are waiting and waiting. So.
I hear you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bet. Have a good day.
I don't know. Oh, there it is.
Because you're 5 hours behind us.
Yeah, it's 2:30. Yeah. It's
off. You still got a whole day to live.
Yeah.
Have fun.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Anybody else have any other questions or things that they need help with? No? Okay. Well, enjoy the... who here is in the Eastern time zone? I know Sarah is. No? Okay, and Mary Ellen is. That's right. Yes. So you're that much later. So you have to start getting ready for bed. All right. And I know one thing we try to do on the calls is that, especially when they're in the evening, is have you in the Eastern time zone go first if you have questions. Because, you know, if you need to drop off or sleep or whatever, we want to make sure you're covered first. So... All right. Well, enjoy your evening. I look forward to this wonderful year with all of you, and have a good weekend.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye.
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 Bye.